In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. In this Gospel, we saw Jesus approaching a city and then going through that city. Do you remember the name of the city that Jesus went through in today's Gospel? No. Do you remember? No. It was in the beginning of the Gospel. Do you remember? Does anybody else remember the name of the city?
Jericho.
Jericho. Very good. So Jesus approached the city of Jericho, and who really wanted to see Jesus in the city of Jericho? Do you remember his name?
Zacchaeus.
Was he a tall man?
No.
He was short, and that's why he had to climb up into a sycamore tree. Now, he was a rich man. He was a rich man in that city. He was working for the government. He was a tax collector. So he had some kind of a good position, and he was a rich man. And even if he was a rich man and he had a good position in the city, even if he was not very, he was not respected for his position, but nevertheless he had a position. He climbed up into a sycamore tree because he wanted to see Jesus. He knew what he wanted. He wanted to find out for himself who this Jesus was. And he was very determined to see Jesus. So he went ahead of the crowd. He ran ahead of the crowd that was following Jesus. He climbed up into a sycamore tree because he really wanted to see Jesus. Now, what we could learn from Zacchaeus' example is, first of all, that it is important in life to know what we want. Because as we could see in the end of today's Gospel reading, did Zacchaeus get to see Jesus?
Yes.
Did he change his life in a good way? Yes. So because he knew what he wanted, and because he met Jesus, and because he offered himself to Jesus, his life was changed in a good way. And the very first step was that he was not, sitting on a fence. I don't know. What should I do? Maybe I should go to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right. No. He ran ahead. He climbed up into the tree because he knew what he wanted. And what he wanted was to see Jesus. So, have you ever thought about what you want to do with your life? I know that's a big question. But it is not too early to ask yourself this question. What do I want to do with my life? Because how many lives are you going to have?
One.
Are you a cat?
No.
Because you are not a cat, you have only one life. They say that cats have not nine lives. They don't really have nine lives. It's just that, they could go through more accidents than humans could go. Okay? So we have only one life. What do we want to do with that life? How do we want to spend our life, to live our life?
By helping the poor.
By helping the poor. What's the goal of your life? Because, helping the poor could help us reach a goal. But what's the goal of our life? What do you think? Have you ever thought about that? What's the goal of my life? I have one life to live. What's the goal of my life? When I'm 80 and I look back at my life, or 90 and I look back, I don't want you to feel that, I wasted my life. I wish I did this with my life. If you don't start thinking about this early, that might happen to you. That might happen to any of us. So what do you think is the goal of your life? To enter the kingdom of God. How could we enter the kingdom of God? What's salvation for us? Do you remember? Do you remember what salvation is for us, for the Orthodox Christians? To become like God. What do you think it really means to become like God?
To do like good things like Jesus did, and not like if somebody rules you not to. Even if somebody killed somebody, you should still pray for them.
Okay, very good. So basically, to become very loving and to become like Jesus. Because Jesus is God, right? He came into this world and he became human, he became man, to show us how we could become like God. If we become like Jesus, we become like God, right?
Yeah.
Now, do you think that Jesus, when he became human, he became really human? To become like God, it means nothing else than to become the best human being you could be. Before we think about becoming like God, let's think at least about that. To become the best, my best self. Do you want to become your best self?
Yes.
That should be the goal of our life every day. You know, when you get up in the morning, I highly recommend to you to pray this way. After you pray, you know, with the prayers of the church, just pray like this. You know, Lord, help me today be like you. Help me today be my best self. The best Ellie, Ava, Natalia, Luca, Sofia, Anna, or Zoe I could be. The best I could be today. And if you are your best every day, at the end of your life, you are going to look back and you are going to say, wow, thank God I had lots of best days. Another thing I want to recommend to you, because this should be the goal of our life. Just a second. This should be the goal of our life. To be our best. Our best, the best human being that we could be. And by doing that, we become like God. Another thing that I want to recommend to you is to think very early in your life what you want to become, what profession you would like to have later on in life. Have you ever thought about that? I highly recommend to you to think at from a very young age what you are good at and what you would like to do when you grow up, and by doing that, how you could change and improve the world together with God. Also think about that because it is very... Do you think that Michael Jordan... You play basketball, Luca? I know you like basketball. Do you think that Michael Jordan became a good basketball player overnight?
No.
What did he have to do to become such a good basketball player?
He had to train, and I think he had to go to school.
He went to school, and he also practiced for hours every day. If you start young, to dedicate yourself, you know, I would like to become, I don't know. What would you like to become? Have you ever thought about that?
Yes.
Okay. Ava, what would you like to become?
A veterinarian.
Very good. Ellie?
Teacher.
A teacher. Zoe? You don't know yet? Make up your mind.
A teacher or a veterinarian.
Okay, a teacher or a veterinarian. Once again, decide what you want to do, okay?
Dentist.
Natalia?
Teacher.
And Luca?
Engineer.
Very good. What do you need to become a good engineer? What could you do? What could you do now to become a good engineer later on in life?
Do
good in school, specifically for what subjects?
Science, math.
Very good. Focus on that. Okay? Do the rest, but focus on that. Be like Zacchaeus. Be focused. I want to see Jesus. Okay? I want to become a very good human being, the best human being I could be, and I also want to become a very good engineer. Focus on that and start working on it from now. The same for all of you. Okay? Study science and biology and whatever you need in order to become a good veterinarian and teacher and everything. Okay? Start early, because if you focus on what you want to do from an early age, you have a lot more chances to become the best human being you could be and the best engineer, veterinarian, teacher, dentist, whatever you want to become in life. Be focused on what you want to do. Be focused on the goal, and God will help you, and you'll be the best human being you could be, and the best professional you could be in life. Amen. Thank you very much. Even if we make up our mind from an early age, even if we work really hard on achieving something, sometimes later on in life, we find ourselves in the position of not being happy with what we are doing or what we are, or with our life. So many times, you know, most people around us think that we have it all. So many times, you know, we're like Zacchaeus. We are rich, we are affluent. People think that we are doing very well, but deep in our heart, we feel that we are missing something. We might be very successful, or from the outside, we might look successful, but deep in our heart, we are lacking, we are missing something. Like Zacchaeus. And then the question is, what do I do now? Because I invested so much in this already, but it doesn't give me joy. It's not what I thought it would be. Zacchaeus invested his life in becoming rich. And he did. He became rich. And he made friends. He had lots of tax collectors as friends, he had a group of friends, you know. So he was in a specific environment. He was very well involved in that environment. He was rich. But he was feeling that I'm still not joyful. I'm missing something. And when he heard that Jesus was coming to his city, and he heard some things about Jesus, he wanted to see for himself who this Jesus was. Because maybe he thought, this could give me what I'm lacking, what I'm missing. Maybe Jesus could give me what I'm missing. And it's very interesting. St. Luke uses in his gospel a word for Zacchaeus, that he sought to see who Jesus was. The original word that St. Luke used is zatteo. According to the Strong's dictionary, zatteo properly means to seek by inquiring, to investigate, to reach a binding, terminal resolution, to search, getting to the bottom of a matter. So Zacchaeus wanted to get to the bottom of the matter. And he did. Because he searched for something else. He searched for fulfilling what was missing in his heart. Fulfilling that empty spot in his heart. So, if Zacchaeus, by the grace of God, was able to fulfill that empty spot in his heart, let us not be afraid to do the same thing. Sometimes it doesn't matter how hard we try to change some things, they don't change. And sometimes I know that, you know, the recommendation is that of the church is not to make changes immediately. Try to work things through. In our profession, in our marriage, in our family, in whatever, wherever we are, with whatever we struggle, we are called not to reach conclusions right away and to take drastic measures right away. try to work things through. But if we see that we are not achieving the result that we hope to achieve, maybe it's time for a change. Change? Yes, maybe there is time for a change. Because they say that the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and to expect different results. It's not going to happen. The Lord said, if you are not well received into a city, shake off the dust. Don't take even the dust from that city and move to the next city. When the Hebrews were taken out of Egypt, first of all, you know, the Lord called Moses and told Moses, take my people out of slavery. I don't want them to live like that anymore. I want a change in their life. And it was not an easy change. And the people were reluctant to change. Some people wanted to stay in Egypt, to be slaves, to receive some food, and to live like that. God said, that's not life. You have to make a change. My people, I don't want my people to live like that. I want my people to be joyful. And by the way, God came into the world to give us life and the fullness of life. When Christ encountered somebody who was struggling, Christ didn't tell that person, it's okay, just carry your cross, don't do anything about it, just carry your cross and everything will be okay. He did something about it. He healed that person. Or he told that person, you better change your ways, otherwise you are going to die like that. Do whatever you can to experience a new and resurrected, joyful life. God wants us to have life and the fullness of life. Sometimes people come to me and they ask me, Father, I don't know what to do about my job. You know, the job is, you know, many times, you know, a struggle for many people. Sometimes people come to me, you know, Father, I've been doing this, you know, for 20 years, but the company that I'm working for right now is giving me a really hard time. And then I ask the person, did you really try to do your best? Did you really try, you know, to make a difference, to make a change in the workplace? Yes, I did. But I have no joy anymore. If we reach the point of having no joy anymore, then we have to make a change. God doesn't want us to be happy and to have it all, but He wants us to be joyful. He wants us to have joy in our heart. He doesn't want us to be slaves and to be sad and just to carry our crosses reluctantly. He wants us to carry the cross, but with joy. When we lose the sense of joy in whatever we do, that's a very good indication that we should think about change. God told His people, go and conquer Jericho. I'm telling you to go now and to conquer Jericho. When they came out of Egypt. And the people said, no, we can't. We're afraid. We are not ready. Guess what? They had to wander in the desert for 40 years because they refused to make a change, to be courageous, and to make a change. Sometimes, many times, we have to be courageous to take up the cross and to make a change. Unlike Zacchaeus, who many hundreds of years later, in Jericho, saw Christ and found Christ in the same way. We are called to seek the Lord, to seek joy, and to go for it. The same word is used by St. Matthew. The same word, Zeteo, is used by St. Luke. When Mary was searching Jesus when he got lost in the temple in Jerusalem, she searched for him desperately to find him. And when she found him, she rejoiced. Let us not give up. Let us try to find what gives us joy. And when we find it, let us keep it. Because God wants us to work together with Him. To find peace and joy. in this world and forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.